kids it up like.
We're getting the kids in the game with fun, safe DIY projects and activities. From crafts to repairs to gardening, it's all about building stuff and building memories.
We're building fun, too. Small activities, choosing colors, and helping plants grow shows kids the connections between dreaming and doing and gives them skills they'll use when they're all grown up.
HGTV and Food Network's restaurant Impossible designer, Tanya Nayak, checks in with some fun and friendly advice.
Meg Bourne, Chief Inspiration Officer of Art Feed, paints us into a cozy corner and talks art with a heart. Art Feed's Artmobile and building beauty from nature's wrath.
We're talking fun fixes and finding beauty within. Let's make memories happen.
Right now on My Fix It Up Lab.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life. My wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And I love this time of year. This is probably my absolute favorite time of year because there's so many good excuses to make little crafty projects and to do little activities with the kids. And our kids are always so excited to get involved, too.
I love watching you guys work together, do stuff, think of things. And I like to, like, especially if you're doing a crafty project, which I have to admit, you got to kind of pull me into that project. I'd rather mow the lawn.
We actually had a vote. The three of us, our 5-year-old Jack, 12-year-old Lexi, and me came up with an idea that we would make Grandma a turkey to put on her front door. And she lives in a condo, so her front door is protected from weather. So we could make it out of paper and things that are easy for our 5-year-old to get his hands on. And so we had an idea to make a turkey, and we cut out all these feather shapes and painted and glittered and, you know, used like foam letters to do, Happy Thanksgiving on this turkey. And let me tell you, the turkey is all glammed up. I mean, this is like the fanciest, like, disco-looking turkey you'd ever see. But we spent a whole afternoon making this, and we had a vote that we all voted for Mark to participate in the turkey craft. And he came over to the table and watched us work, but I think there was too much glitter going on for you.
There were a 1,000 little pieces. There were all kinds of things going on. And what I really took away from that as a dad is watching the three of you, their eyes light up, your eyes light up, laughter, mirth, just joy. And I'm not making that up. So it was really fun to just be part of that project that way.
You're kind of our audience, I guess. It was nice, and you did come by and compliment the kids on what they were doing. But I'm excited that we get to make something and give it as a gift to Grandma that she can then share with all of her friends and say that my grandkids made this.
Well, and I'm also interested to find out what guests we have and what advice they have. We've got Food Network and HGTV's Tanya Nayak checking in.
Yes, and I can't wait to talk to her about some kid projects that she recently shared on the Rachel Ray Show.
And Meg Bourne, I call her the Chief Inspiration Officer of Art Feeds, which is a group we met out in Joplin, Missouri with Extreme Makeover. And we're going to find out what stuff they do and what advice they can give us for holiday projects, design, all kinds of things.
And that's coming up next. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Make it tight. That's right. Cork a tub, stop a leak. I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am, I'm your fix-it man.
Add more curb appeal
feel to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I'm feeling color, I'm feeling art, I'm feeling the world as a better place than when we left it.
Yeah?
Well, we didn't really leave the world, but we did leave.
You know, that makes you more attractive when you're thinking about other people.
That's the way I
like
it.
Do you know that?
I only think about other people, which is why at 112 years of age, I have limited wrinkles.
And you always unload the dishwasher, too.
I do my best.
Yes.
But in the leaving the world better than they found it stage, we are joined by Art Feeds.
Yes.
Chief, I've retitled you, Meg Bourne, Chief Inspiration Officer.
Nice.
Oh, great. I'll let our staff know.
You're now a CIO, which is pretty cool.
I've already sent them several memoranda, so
really?
You don't need to worry about
okay.
that.
Ignore all of those memoranda, staff, please.
But you run an organization in Joplin, Missouri, and we saw it in action when we were there at Extreme Makeover Home Edition, called Art Feeds, and we want you to explain to us what Art Feeds is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are dedicated to facilitating expression and feeding creativity in children. We do that by offering free therapeutic art and creative education lessons to students in schools and in children's organizations on a consistent basis. So we do all forms of innovative and challenging art with the kids, dancing, painting, drawing, sculpture, storytelling. We build structures together. We do all sorts of things that allow students to consistently express themselves and create more self-worth as well as become creative thinkers for a stronger future. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Well, we definitely applaud your work. And like Mark was saying, when we were in Joplin a few years ago with Extreme Makeover, and we saw your mobile bus, which was so cool, that you have your like mobile unit for Art Feeds, which is awesome. And then we were hearing about the stories of kids that were, you know, drawing tornadoes over and over and over again in school, and the work that you do to try to heal that and heal other things that kids are going through creativity is just, it's so powerful and amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we feel like we have the best jobs in the world, absolutely. And working through this process with Joplin students and you know, in the near future with students nationwide is such a blessing to us. But yeah, we've had an incredible journey. We were just looking back. It's been about two and a half years with the kids in the schools. We're with them every single week. And this fall, we're actually in 13 Joplin schools with 3,400 students every single week. And just to go on this journey with them from there's some of them, there's schools and homes and churches and losing loved ones to that moment where we were just working to help them smile and feel normal again to now when they're, you know, powerful, expressive little human beings that are strong and resilient. And just to be with them on this journey has been incredible. So, yeah.
Well, I think it is so true, and not just for little people, but for big people too, because I know that when I take time to create something, to draw, to make a craft for building projects that we do, like you just feel better. You're like, there's some energy that just sort of goes through, I guess, me. And I don't know, did that happen to you, Mark?
You know, I'm listening to both of you and Meg, and I get where you're coming from. And by the way, the Artmobile, awesome. Love that thing. Forget about being esoteric. That thing's great.
Yeah, Mark just wants to trick out something to make his own mobile unit.
Do I feel that way from drawing something, you know, sort
building
of painting?
Something.
But no, but painting something, I'm sorry, building something releases that creativity and puts me in a different place. So I get where you're coming from and just love what you're doing.
Well, and I want to know, too, because on today we're talking about kids and DIY and creativity and projects. And I'm curious, what kinds of things, because you guys do so many different creative things with kids in schools, you know, what kinds of projects and activities are you doing this time of year?
Well, I will actually explain to you a project that we did in the past and then one that we will do this semester.
Okay.
One of the most cool projects we did was called Restore Joplin. So after the disaster in Joplin, when all the debris was cleared, it was actually more painful to look at nothing than it was to look at, you know, a pile of something that once was. And so we took that opportunity to turn it into a positive for the kids. And we said, hey, we have this land here. What do we do with it? We want to call you to action and say, why don't you build something brand new or rebuild something that you loved in Joplin and put your own twist on it? So they got their sketchbooks out and drew, like, they rebuilt the hospital with water slides. They rebuilt their schools with chocolate fountains in the front. It was also a really great level of compassion where students were rebuilding other students' homes and also rebuilding or building huge apartment complexes, saying, this is for everyone who has been displaced. So we took that even further, and we got refrigerator size and stove size boxes, and we organized the kids into teams, and then they actually got to construct their buildings. And then we took their buildings, there's about 45 of them, and set them up on the lawn and created a brand new Joplin. So in this situation where they felt really helpless, like they couldn't do anything or had no control over what had happened, we turned it into a positive to where they built these incredible buildings, and then they got to see it all come together. Like in my fifth grade class, we built this building. Well, first grade built this. Wow, that looks amazing. They rebuilt the school in this way. Just to see all their ideas spark and to know that they do have the power to create change was really awesome. So that's one of the projects that we did, I guess a year ago, a year or two ago. And then another project that we have coming up is we do storytelling tents. So that's in a couple of parts. We teach the kids how to finger weave and finger crochet and take all the kids, you know, strings of finger weaving and crocheting and build what we call a story tent, which is like a big hula hoop covered in all their parts. Then we have the kids tell their own story. So they pick up an object, you know, maybe a paintbrush or, you know, just things we find, maybe a crayon or something or a little gnome, and they step into the storytelling tent and start telling their own story. Now, we did this one about a year ago, and we had incredibly creative stories, you know, about ninjas and bananas and what have you, but we also had students who, you know, have been in foster care, and they tell their story from a different perspective, and it has a happy ending where they're waiting on a home with new parents. You know, it's just really powerful because some kids who had never spoken in class before got under this storytelling tent and had kind of a layer of protection or had some sort of magic. You know, they built this thing together, and they were able to use their voice in a really powerful way. So yeah, those are a couple of things that we have going on in our classes.
Well, I'm going to pretend that I'm not crying right now and change the subject to people around the country in about the 30 seconds we have left. They can get involved with you in different ways?
Yeah, absolutely. They can visit us at artfeeds.org, get involved via social media, be an intern, host an event, do an art supply drive. We have people involved all across the country, and exciting things are happening in the next couple of months, so we would love everyone to join us in that.
And for everybody listening, too, we follow you guys on Instagram, and I swear you guys have one of the best Instagrams that I see. It's just so many fun pictures every day. And I want to quote you because Art Feeds, you know, your tagline, love naively, give generously, be foolishly compassionate. So important to remember those words and something good to think about whenever you're working on a project with a child, you know, whether or not it's just for fun or it's for healing.
So
right.
Leave the world better than you found it. Follow Art Feeds. Follow us into this break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Watch the walls break. Be what you intake. Be the love, love, love. You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But I am so overexcited. Shut up!
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I'm feeling youthful.
You are?
I am.
Are you doing microdermabrasion or something? Do you know
and
what that is?
And if I knew what that was, I would reply definitively
yes?
one way or the other. It does sound like using an angle grinder or belt sander on your skin.
Sort of the same kind of thing. It's almost exactly the same thing.
I actually sanded my fingernail off using my stationary sanding. What is that called?
I don't know.
Stationary sander. That's what it's called.
But for more beauty tips, check out Mark on our website at myfixituplife.com. But we are talking about kid DIY today, which is one of my absolute favorite things in the world.
Doing kid-friendly, kid-inclusive projects.
Yes. Getting kids' hands dirty, which is how they like them to be.
And we have a crayon expert on the line.
Crayon?
Crayon expert.
Really?
Tanya Nyack from Restaurant Impossible, Urban Oasis, and all kinds of other HGTV properties. Do you call them?
Hi.
Crayon?
Can I just tell you, I've been called an expert in so many other things before, but I've never been called a crayon expert, so I'm going to add that to my resume.
You should. A crayon expert just opens the world to so many possibilities. And
it does.
Yes, it does. There's so much you can do with crayons. And I know that you have a new cool thing that you recently shared, a crayon project, and we want to know all the details on that.
Wasn't it so cool? You guys saw it on Rachel Ray, right, last week?
I saw the pictures from it. I didn't see the actual segment, and I was pretty sad that I didn't see it. And I found out about it afterward from I think you tweeted it out.
Yeah, girl, let me tell you something. I'm going to send you the link. And even if you guys want to post it, it'll show, you know, how I did it and talk about it. It was such a fun little segment because it was all about getting back to school and how you can utilize school supplies to make really cool things. So this is what's interesting about some of the projects that we did. A, not only are they kid-friendly and kids can help put them together, but B, they actually look good enough for adults to use as like adult type of items in the house. You know what I mean? So it's not just kiddish, but it's kid-friendly, adult-approved. How's that?
I love that because, you know, there's so many little things that come home from school that kids are proud of, and then you try to frame them or put them up in a way that makes it look like it goes with the rest of your home, and, you know, it's a lot of work. So getting started from the very beginning and making it a project that is going to just be, you know, look good.
Yeah, a piece that you can use to make
that
the
they
activity
can be proud
fun
of.
With your children.
Yeah.
And
yep.
to be part of your house. That's awesome.
Okay, so what are awesome things you can do with regular school supplies?
Okay, so the crayons. Let's talk about since I am a crayon expert now, I would like to start off with the crayons. You know, the bin of, everybody's got that bin of
broken crayons and extra crayons, and they all just kind of go in this plastic bin in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have them in your house. We do.
We keep our bin under. We have a little shelf under our dining room table because we need to keep those crayons handy at all times.
We have a Restaurant Impossible Tom Burry-sized gang box full of crayons in our house. I mean, okay, let's get serious.
All
right, but yes, we know what you're talking
all right.
about.
Yes, broken crayons.
Okay, so what you want to do is go to a craft store and pick up a canvas, you know, a small one, relatively small. The one I used on the show is probably like, I want to say an 11 by 17 size. And I took my glue gun and glued the crayons along the very, very top portion of the canvas so that the pointy part of the crayon was facing down. But again, they might not be pointy anymore, and that's okay. Just any old crayon, okay? So are we following so far? So they're all lined up so that the part that you draw on is facing down.
Yes, they're like little crayon soldiers ready to go.
Yes. Perfect. Then you take a hair dryer and you hold the hair dryer up to the crayon. It takes all of 30 to 60 seconds before it starts to melt and it starts dripping down the canvas. And you have a beautiful array of colors. I think you know, I've tried it in a few different ways where you could go all monochromatic with various blues and greens, and it really kind of creates this beautiful sea-looking painting, if you will.
Yeah.
Or
you
envision
could,
this
you
like
know?
It's right in front of me.
Well, and I like it too because, like, you can pick which crayons go with whatever your decor is. You could go with reds and oranges or purples or whatever and make it be sort of go with your what you already have going on.
Yes, and this is what's cool about it. It sounds very kiddie, but when you're done with it, it is a very interesting piece of art. And in fact, I was calling it punk rock art because I ended up taking stenciled letters, and I actually did this before I did the crayons, was I put the letters on the canvas. Like you could write love or happy or sign or whatever it is you want to write, and then melt the crayons so they kind of drizzle a little bit over the letters. Or you could put someone's name, like one of the kids' names, and put it up in their bedroom. It makes a really cool gift also, you know. So just something different, something fun, and super easy to do. So that's my crayon art.
Love.
Which I'll send, like I said, I can send you the picture, or you found it on Twitter, and it shows exactly what it looks like. Let's see. Do you want a fun project that you can do with the kids that the adults can use actually in the house as like a DIY design tip?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the school rulers, the wooden school rulers, you can paint them with a gold spray paint, maybe alternate so that every other one is gold and blue or gold and black or whatever your color palette is in your house. And then you're going to take a piece of fabric, use a heavy-duty double-stick carpet tape. So you can buy a roll of carpet tape from any hardware store and just lay the tape onto the fabric and then start lying your rulers down, again, soldier style, onto this piece of fabric. And you have now created a beautiful placemat for your kitchen. It takes 5 minutes, or for your dining room rather, it takes 5 minutes. You could use it as a trivet for your hot plates. And it is beautiful. And you would never know that they were rulers once they're painted and affixed onto the fabric.
Wow.
Oh, I was envisioning sort of being able to see the numbers and like a little bit embossed. That's really cool.
Which would be super cool too. Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. You can do whatever you want. You could distress the rulers and stain them if you want to go a little more vintage, or if you want to go really elegant and luxurious, you could do the metallic paint. If you want to, you know, keep it simple and bright and fun, you could do fluorescence, like whatever works for your place.
So I want to dig in real quick because you are so super creative and you just like, I don't know, your positive energy is infectious and I love it. And I am curious, as a kid, did you do a lot of crafty design projects?
Lisa, I'm so old that I think that I just played with rocks. Pretty much what I did growing up was my parents were like, here's a box of rocks, and that was it.
Well, maybe that is why you are so creative now, because if you had to make dinner with a box of rocks and you sort of put a hold on exploding your creativity until you got older, no wonder you're on so many HGTV shows and Restaurant Impossible sharing all of your tips.
and designing.
Mark, now I know why you married her. She like put such a nice spin on everything. That was perfect.
Well, it's true.
No, honestly, growing up, I remember, because you know my dad's an architect, and he was very, very big on teaching us how to draw. I mean, it was very important to him that we knew how to draw. So I still have the first, like, 1, 2, 3 guide on how to draw these animals, and it all started with shapes. So I was less of a project girl and more of an artist, and I would sketch and paint since as long as I can remember. So that was kind of more my thing, was just doing painting and sketching.
So I'm curious now, do you still paint and draw?
Not as much. I sketch a lot more, but I would love to get back into painting again. But you know how it is when you stop doing something for a while, like you kind of get nervous to go back and do it. But I really should get back into it.
But you know what?
Something I did do right before I was heading off to college was, you know, with the dorms, you want it to have your own look, but nobody wants to spend a fortune on it because it is a dorm after all. You're not going to keep it for long. I went to a thrift shop and I bought a little, it was like a little coffee table kind of thing, like an end table. And I painted, I was really big into sunflowers at the time, which, oh my God, I can't even believe that I did this now, but back then I was. So I painted this pretty sunflower on it, and I had like my own custom little coffee table or end table. But nowadays with chalkboard paint, to just take any old table that's beat up and has seen its last day, just throw some chalkboard paint over the top of it, and you've got a great place to make notes for kids to doodle on, you know, right there, and so you don't even need paper, and it'll keep the kids busy. And it looks cool, too. So even when you erase all that stuff, it has that chalky look. It's like a nice-looking table.
I love that idea. That is super cute.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing.
Yes, because kids want to draw
the whole thing.
They literally want to draw on everything. Just the other day, I was trying to remind our almost 5-year-old that he can't draw on our floors. That it's,
I think we should blame ourselves, because when we do paint chalkboard paint on things like tables and walls, it almost sends a message that it's okay to write on a wall. You know what I mean?
That is true. Unless we painted everything in chalkboard paint and whiteboard paint and all of that. That would be actually pretty awesome.
It would be awesome.
Would love
we're
that.
We're going to have to paint ourselves into a break. So follow Tanya on Twitter. Her tweets are awesome. The people engage with her are awesome. At Tanya Nyack. Follow us into a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Meet me in the parking lot. I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Time couldn't have been much better.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. Back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait.